Kenai Wild. I think this was a success story for the coastal management program, and it shouldn't be looked upon as a negative aspect. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Mr. Shavelson. Any questions? Senator Stevens?
Excuse me. What was that terminology used about the Kenai Borough policy?
I'm sorry, Senator Stevens?
You made reference, and I can't recall a reference to the description of what the policy requirements of the Kenai Borough would have that you said that the state would not adopt under this program. Do you remember the name of that?
Yes, the Kenai Peninsula Borough has a coastal management.
You referred to it in certain terminology. Can you, do you remember that?
Yes, these would be the enforceable policies of the Kenai Peninsula.
And I think you said it was legalistic jargon. Is that what you called it?
Senator Stevens, can you hear me?
Yeah, you called it some sort of legal jargon, or what was that called?
The phrase is enforceable policy.
No, that's not the phrase that you used when you described the policy in the beginning. You said this is some sort of legalistic jargon. Isn't that what you, isn't that what it was?
May I speak?
Yeah. I'm asking if you had it in written testimony, what it was that you, the words you used to describe it.
Certainly, Senator, I'd be happy to clarify that. I was referring to Section 14 of the pending legislation because that does include some very restrictive and legalistic jargon that I think is going to make it very difficult for local districts to adopt local enforceable policies.
So you wouldn't be offended if I paraphrased your testimony in that same description, then, would you?
I'm not sure I understand your statement.
Without attribution.
Okay. Are there any other questions of Mr. Shavelson? I have one. This is Senator Wagner. You said you had 500 members. Now, are those members of Cook Inlet Keeper or a combination of Cook Inlet Keeper and other organizations that you're representing?
These are members of Cook Inlet Keeper, Senator.
Okay. Do you have a list of those folks?
We do keep track of that information, certainly.
Could you forward that to our office?
Mr. Senator, we're not in the practice of revealing our membership lists.
How do we know they represent anybody then?
Okay, I can handle that. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you for your testimony. Dana Olson, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for allowing me to testify. I sat and testified on Committee Substitute 31, and I want to relate that House Bill 267 relies on issues of right-of-way. And back in 1987, the legislature passed Senate Bill 196, and it requires that that right-of-way be in land use plan.
Excuse me, Dana, we're not taking testimony on that bill. We're taking.
I'm talking about the right-of-ways in the coastal area.
Oh, okay.
Relevant because I live in the coastal district. And so what I'm trying to say is in addressing the coastal management program, when the land use plans don't have the right-of-ways in them and you're passing other subsequent bills that relate to the coastal zone or have the effect of affecting them, I have a problem with that because I don't have the means to have adequate notice. But I wanted to mention that enforceable policy is defined by the federal act. And it doesn't include zoning and planning.
Yep.
In fact, it goes in and says judicial decisions are enforceable policies as well as constitutional provisions. And so, in other words, zoning not based on the constitutional or the judicial standards would not be enforceable policies of a local district. I wanted to mention that the Clean Water Act does not limit the scope of which a local concern is. On non-source pollution. I wanted to mention that the 1990 amendment to the Coastal Management Act says that the act has to be considered the zone as a whole, and this would be violated by considering only local enforceable policies. And I wanted to address that a problem exists where the federal government under non-source pollution is interpreting the standard different than the state. The political process must be effective and cannot be curtailed. And And I believe that problem with the complexity of permitting is due to the non-compliance of the state to do their environmental plan, which has been required since 1972. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Dana, for your testimony. Is there any questions? Okay, there are no questions. Thank you very much.
I think at this time he didn't. He wanted to continue this to Friday.
Yes,
hold the bill.
We're going to continue and take public testimony on Friday.
Okay, we're going to hold the bill until Friday. It'll be on the agenda again. We'll take public testimony one more time on Friday. So, with that, the meeting's adjourned.